page 121. Of course, the economic crisis has hardly gone away, and most of the indicators that were being hailed in 1997 went flat or even back into decline in the years that followed, as discussed later. But for a moment at least, Zambia's young, market-friendly elites could imagine that they were on the verge of something new. It was in this context, and just as the global hoopla about the, quote, African Renaissance, unquote, was in full swing, that the first issue of Chrysalis appeared in 1998, footnote 5. As the magazine's editors declared in their opening editorial about Chrysalis, September 1998, quote, Chrysalis is the voice of a new generation of Zambians, confident, proud of their heritage, and possessing the collective will and capacity to build our country to take its rightful place in the pantheon of sovereign nations. The first thing we ought to point out about Chrysalis is that it is fundamentally and unashamedly a Zambian.